This is your radio novel. Hello, and a cordial welcome to another radio novel. Our story, The 11th Notch, is about a man born 40 years too late. A six-gun and a memory. And now to our radio novel, The 11th Notch. Grit Russell was an anachronism. That is, he was misplaced in time. He had been born and raised in the little Nevada town of Comshaw. In 1907, when he was only 18, they made Grit sheriff. Well, the Old West was dead and gone now, and there was Grit, an old-fashioned six-gun sheriff. Funny thing, for a while he wasn't even that. Comshaw had just held an election for chief of police. They didn't even refer to the office as sheriff anymore.
Hello, Grit. Grit, wait a minute. You don't have to act like this.
You got something to say to Mame?
Yes.
About Enid?
That's it.
I told you to keep away from her.
The only reason you got...
You got my job. Ain't that enough for you? Leave my daughter alone.
Wait.
Let go of me, will you?
Dad.
Huh?
Hey, Enid.
I thought you were out to the...
I was. Which way are you going?
How are you?
I'm fine, Mr. Wilson. You heard the news, Dad?
News?
There's a stranger in town. Easterner.
That right?
Stranger in town. That's a big event these days. Not like when Grit was...
That's right, Mr. Wilson. Not like when my father was sheriff. I think I know just how long you'd have lasted in those days, Chief Wilson.
Enid.
Miss Russell.
You said an Easterner?
What?
The stranger you were talking about.
Well?
What'd you look like?
Goodbye, Chief. Come on, Dad.
All right, Enid.
Enid, I want to...
Can't you see you're not wanted? I see you lack good sense besides being dishonest.
Dishonest?
I know what you did to my father.
Enid.
Perjured yourself to get his job.
They voted to remove your father.
Voted? How else could they vote after the way you lied?
Come on, Enid, we'd
Wait.
Better...
I don't understand.
Don't understand? I suppose you didn't know he had a bad heart.
Bad heart? No, I...
He's no more a drunkard than you are. Less.
But I never...
Well?
I'm sorry I bothered you.
Come on, Dad. Where were you going when I met you?
Why... Over at the feed store. We need some feed.
Well, you go ahead. I want to see if Mamie's got that new material in yet. See you out at the house.
Sure, I'll see you there. Afternoon, John.
Oh, hello, Grit.
Nellie here?
No, she's over at Mamie's looking at some dress goods.
Huh?
Hey, Willie.
John.
Willie, John, whatever. Another scotch.
All right.
John.
Yeah?
Who's that?
What is it, Grit?
Who's that?
Stranger. Easterner, I guess.
Yeah, Enid was saying something about him.
Be all right with me when he clears out.
Why?
I don't like his way of talking. I don't like his looks. Got a gun under his coat. Shoulder holster.
Gun?
Yeah. Cheap gunman, I'd say. I know the type.
Well, I'll keep an eye on him.
Looking for that 11th notch, huh?
Maybe I am.
Sure, Grit. I don't mean to hurt your feelings.
I'll show you my gun any time you want to see it. Do you think it hasn't got 10 notches in it?
You did show it to me. Remember?
Oh. Well, then you know. Give me a ride, John.
Now, Grit.
Rye.
You know what Nellie said?
My credit's good.
Not unless Nellie's here. I can't, Grit. The stuff ain't doing you any good anyway.
You're a fine one to talk. You've come down some yourself since the days you were drilling oil wells.
Sure I have, but I don't intend to stay down.
Hey, what's the matter, chum? He giving you a bad time?
Huh?
I heard you talking before. 10 notches, huh? You're a real hard guy.
I don't know what you mean.
Real character, huh? What's your name?
Grit Russell. You heard of me?
No, but that's all right. Hey, Willie.
You mean me?
Yeah, who else? Give him a drink. Okay, chum?
Well, why... Thanks. Thanks. 10 notches. 1, 2. Huh? Come in.
It's me, Grit. I just came from Nellie's place.
What do you want?
I hear tell you've been drinking with that stranger.
Nice fellow.
He say what his name was?
Yeah, he did.
Well, what's his name?
Funny name. Don something, Goniff. That's it, Goniff.
Sure. Ray Monahan, alias Goniff Monahan, alias...
Alias?
Grit. I don't want this messed up, so I'll have to tell you. Your nice fellow there is a killer. He's wanted for murder in New York, New Jersey, Delaware, and Massachusetts.
Grit Russell stared disbelievingly at Al Wilson. How could that nice fellow from the East be a gunslinger? Why, the stranger had bought Grit drinks all afternoon. He'd have to look into this. Chief of Police Al Wilson talked, and slowly the look of disbelief on Grit's face turned to annoyance and then to frustration.
We got a teletype on him just the other day, saying he was headed this way, looking for a place to hide out. Now, I want you...
Sure, I'll help you. We'll get him, all right.
Grit.
I'll be right here at the house. You let me know.
That's fine. You stay right here until you hear from me, all right?
Sure.
Grit. I want you to do me a favor.
Sure.
I want you to tell Enid the truth about why they removed you as sheriff. I didn't have anything to do with that, and you know it.
I can't.
How about her?
That's it. This isn't only the drinking. I can't go after him anymore. You think I can tell her that?
You can't keep it from her forever.
Why not?
Somebody will get mad or drunk and tell her.
She won't believe it.
Maybe not. Maybe she'll have to. You tell her. Explain it to her so she'll understand. That way it won't hurt so much.
I don't understand it myself.
I don't want her hurt, Grit.
That's why I can't tell her.
You've got to tell her. Anyway, that I had nothing to do with it.
Why?
I love her.
So do I. There's a car coming.
That'll be Enid. I passed her on the way out.
Dad, that stranger... Oh.
It's all right, Enid. Miss Russell, I was just leaving.
Door's still open.
Sure. You saw that stranger again?
I didn't say so.
But you did see him.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. He was heading out toward the Lazy H. Maybe he thinks the Kellers will put him up for the night.
Thank you.
Think I'll go to bed, Enid. Your heart's acting up some.
No.
What's the matter?
Are you very sick?
Not too sick, no. Why?
This is it. Your chance.
Chance?
That stranger, he's a gunman.
Now, Enid...
He is. John told me so. He saw his gun.
Oh. Well, Wilson's after him now.
He'll never find him.
You told him where to go.
But that's it, Dad. I didn't. That gunman's not headed out for the Lazy H. He's right in town in Mamie's spare room up over the store. Here.
Huh?
Your gun belt.
Yeah.
You sure you're all right?
Guns? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Enid, I...
Don't worry, Dad. I'll be all right.
I want you to be. I want you to be. John. John.
Grit. What are you doing back here?
I'll be back in a minute.
What are you doing with that gun?
That's my business.
I'll take care of it.
Give me a ride, John.
Now, look, Grit.
I'll take care of this, John.
All right, Nellie. See you later, Grit.
Hello, Grit.
Nellie, will you excuse me?
Here. You know, you should have come to Lois's birthday party over at Landauer's place. She was asking about you.
Birthday party? Spare me another one.
Later. Why are you toting that gun?
I couldn't leave it behind, that's all.
Leave it behind?
I just come in to say goodbye.
Where are you going?
Away. I don't know where.
Enid going to?
She don't know.
Oh, you had me fooled there for a minute.
I am going. I am, I tell you.
And leave Enid here.
You want to come, Nellie?
I told you before, Grit.
Can't help it, Nellie. You've always been that way.
Sometimes I think you really believe that.
It's the truth.
No. Before Elsie left, there wasn't nobody alive but her. Especially after she had Enid. After she left? Well, she couldn't have done this to you unless...
No, it was you, Nellie. Always was. What do I care if she run off with some monkey of a minstrel show? You wouldn't have me even then. That was why...
Man I have has got to be mine, Grit.
Elsie's gone 18 years. Can't even remember.
Sure. First it was Elsie. Now it's Enid.
Enid ain't the same.
In one way, no. But if it was between Enid and me, who'd come first?
Always figured that 10th notch was unlucky. That's my unlucky number, 10.
You told me.
The day I carved it, Elsie left me. I used to think maybe the 11th. There ain't gonna be no 11th, Nellie. There ain't never gonna be no 11th.
Hey, if it ain't old 10 notch himself. I thought you'd be sleeping it off.
I come back.
Yeah, me too. Who could sleep with those dogs howling their brains out?
Mamie ain't got no dogs. Oh, the coyotes.
Whatever. Here, set us up a couple of... Hey, what are you made up for?
What?
The knocker, the rod, the gun, stupid. What's a kick? Oh, is this the famous heater with the notches?
Dad, it's Enid.
Enid.
Dad, you found him. Why are you... He's sick. Can't you see he's sick?
Enid. Enid here. I gotta...
John, he's passing out. Dad. Dad.
Can't stand up.
How do you feel?
Feel? All right, I guess.
Oh, Dad, Dad.
You're not ashamed of me.
Ashamed? What for?
What happened?
It was my fault. I should have never let you go. You told me your heart was bothering you. It's not your fault your heart gave out on you.
He laughed at me. He was laughing at me.
Yes, I heard him. He'll find out what it means to laugh at Grit Russell.
He's... still here?
Of course he's still here. You don't think I'd let that Alan Wilson get him, do you?
No. No, you wouldn't.
I sent him all the way down to Elko today.
That's fine, Enid. How long have I been here in bed?
Only since last night. Wasn't a bad attack. Doc says you can get up whenever you feel like it.
Oh, that's fine. I...
Be right back, Dad.
How is he, Enid?
You've got a visitor, Dad.
How are you feeling?
Hello, John.
I'll get you something to eat.
Thanks, honey.
All right now?
Need a drink. Outside of that, you haven't got a...
No. You're all finished with that, Grit.
Huh?
Doc asked me to come out. He didn't want to tell Enid.
Tell Enid what?
Doc says either you quit drinking entirely, you're finished for good. One more binge, Grit, and you're dead.
One more binge. One more notch.
What's the matter, Grit?
Got a figure.
Grit, are you,
mixed up.
Here you are, Dad. This'll fit. What's wrong?
Nothing, Enid. We were,
Dad, you all right?
I don't know. I think maybe I am. Yeah. Where's my boots?
Hey, you're not gonna get up.
Sure I am. Doc said if I felt like it, didn't he?
Well, sure. He didn't think that you'd...
Well, I feel like it.
Dad.
Enid, get me my gun.
All right, Dad.
What are you going to do?
What do you think I'm going to do? I'm going after that bad man.
Now, Grit.
John, I mean it.
I think you do.
Funny, ain't it?
He's a hard man, Grit, and it's been a long time since you've had...
Sure, I ain't the boy sheriff of Cumshaw anymore. But I still ain't never shot without warning. Never been beat to a draw and never backed down to... Well, anyway, remember them 10 notches. They were hard men, too.
That isn't the point, Grit. You're...
Here's your gun. Dad.
Yeah?
Are you sure you're well enough? You'll be all right?
Sure. Sure I will. Anyway, I'm gonna find out.
Well, the worm had turned. Somehow, Grit seemed to have retained a spark of his old courage. It only goes to show you that a man can be pushed only so far by his own or others' weaknesses. In Grit Russell's case, it took a mocking laugh to jar him into a semblance of his former self. Grit Russell strode down the main street of Cumshaw, Nevada, his gun holstered tightly against his right thigh. For the first time in years, he had a steady, even look about his eyes. Win or lose, he knew what he must do.
Nellie's place, that's where he is, John.
Listen, Grit.
He's got to be in there. It's the only place left.
Let me get Al Wilson.
I told you, John, I gotta do it alone. I ain't been much good, but...
There are other ways you can...
Grit!
Yeah?
Where do you think you're going?
Well, I'll tell you, Chief. John here and me is taking a little walk.
Sure. You and John and that gun you're packing. It wouldn't have anything to do with Gun F. Monahan, now would it?
Never heard of him.
I was afraid you'd get crazy drunk and go gunning for him.
You're not being fair, Al. He hasn't had a drink.
Oh, sure.
That's right.
Well, plain crazy, then. Anyway, you keep out of this, Grit. Monahan's in Nellie's place, and I've had enough trouble catching up with him without you messing it up now.
In Nellie's place? You're some sheriff, all right. Excuse me, I mean chief.
What do you mean? He ain't in Nellie's?
Not now he ain't. He must have caught on to you being after him. I wondered what scared him off.
What are you talking about?
He just left Nellie's the back way. We was going after him when you stopped us.
Grit, if you're lying to
probably
me...
Probably headed for that big car he is right now. Thanks for keeping quiet, John.
I must be crazy, too.
Well... Go in and show him out. I'll be waiting right here.
Show him out?
Sure. Don't want no gunplay in there. Liable to hurt somebody. I don't want to. Go on now.
Now, wait a minute, Grit.
Are you going?
No. I've got enough on my conscience already. There's no reason why you can't go in and catch him off guard.
That ain't Grit Russell's way.
Things are different now.
Never mind, John.
What?
He just come out.
What?
You get to one side.
Grit, wait.
I said get out of the way. Monahan?
Huh? Oh, it's you again.
Get your gun out.
What?
Get your gun out.
Hey, what kind of game is this? Hey, watch what you're doing now. You just missed my foot.
My gun's back in the holster, Monahan. One shot left. That's all I'll need for you. Now get your gun out.
Okay, screwball. You asked for it.
Does it hurt, Grit?
Not bad, Nellie.
Doc will be here soon.
Sure.
You ain't worried, are you?
No.
You ain't gonna die. It's just a flesh wound. Bleeding's stopped already.
Sure. Where's Wilson? I got something to say to him. Where is he?
He went out to get Enid.
I told you not to send for her.
It don't make sense. Why not?
Disgraced her again, that's why.
Disgraced her? What are you?
It was Wilson that shot him, not me. If Wilson hadn't have come back, he'd have killed me for sure.
What do you want done?
Get Enid.
You're not gonna die, you old...
Get Enid, William.
All right. Enid? Enid?
Never mind the doc.
What? Dad.
No. Now, don't get nervous. Your dad just wants to talk with you.
Dad.
Been shot up more than this.
Of course you have.
Go on, Nellie. I want to talk with my daughter.
You see, Grit?
Hmm?
I know my men. Come around after you get on your feet. I'll buy you a drink.
You sure you're all right?
Yeah.
What is it, Dad?
All right. I've been lying to you.
About what?
I don't have no heart trouble.
Dad!
No, I don't. Never did. I just used that for an excuse. When Wilson said what he did about me, I should have told you the truth, but... Well, it didn't make no difference one way or another, what you thought.
Didn't make any difference.
You're a darn good kid who's always been in the way ever since you was born. Your ma got so sick of you, she run you off just to get away from you. Now you're gonna make me run off too, you and that Wilson.
Helen saved your life, he...
Then go off to him. And for the first time in 21 years, I'll get some peace.
All right. All right. All right.
That takes care of the notch. Now, one more binge. Where'd Nellie put that bottle?
And so ends the radio novel, The 11th Notch.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.